I've interviewed former Senator Fred Harris. Mm-hmm. Did your lives cross each other?
Well, Fred came to Washington. He defeated Howard Edmondson in 1964. After Senator Kerr died in 63, Howard appointed himself senator, then lost to the primary to Fred, and Fred then beat Bud Wilkinson in 64. I got to know Fred during that campaign. I worked for Ed Edmondson, but had also, once he defeated Howard, had helped Ed put together some Democratic functions before I left Ed's office. Then I got to know Fred because Lyndon Johnson liked him and appointed him to, I guess it was the Kerner Commission, one of those commissions. So I knew Fred during that period. We were never particularly close, but very friendly. Fred was very capable. When he first came to Washington, I thought he'd had a good career in the state Senate, but he really was a greenhorn in terms of Washington, but he learned fast.
And he was pretty young. He was 33 years old, I believe, when he came there. He has said in his interview he thought he was the only person who could have breakfast with Hubert Humphrey, lunch with Bobby Kennedy, and dinner with Lyndon Johnson.
Yeah.
They all hated each other, if that's true. But somehow Fred was likable enough, so they all liked him.
Yeah, and I think he was finally perceived by at least Johnson and Humphrey as being closer to the Kennedys. The relationship with Johnson diminished a little bit after two or three years there.
He talks about Humphrey selecting a vice president, and it came down to Fred Harris and Ed Muskie, the two of them.
I don't think it was quite that way.
Well, he in graphic detail talks about how they were in separate bedrooms, and then Humphrey comes to Fred with tears in his eyes, says, "I'm sorry, I have to go with the older gentleman." And he said, "Will you come with me into the other room to tell him?" And they did.
I'm not
disputing. And Humphrey says to Muskie, "And so this is the man," and it was a pregnant pause, "who will introduce you at the convention as Vice President of the United States."
Yeah, that's very probably true. We were at the OBJ Ranch during that time, and we only got calls from Humphrey sort of trying to clear the ones he had talked about. I don't remember Fred's name. The first choice early on was Sarge Schreiber, but the Kennedys, they vetoed that, basically. And then the next thing I recall hearing from Humphrey was Ed Muskie. There was a family problem, which I'm not going to go into because the family member is still alive, but there was a family problem, which wouldn't be a problem today, but it was in those days, that Muskie had, and it was a question of whether this would come out, and it never did, and we didn't have a problem with Muskie.
The Kennedys didn't care for Hubert Humphrey?
No, the Kennedys didn't want a non-Kennedy to be the vice presidential candidate.
Oh, even though Schreiber
was the brother-in-law.
Even though he'd married into the family, he still wasn't a Kennedy.
He was not a Kennedy. That's the story we got.